This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question. Are you smarter than Katie?
Okay.
We're getting closer.
You're getting closer.
Oh, ew.
thanks to intern Kevin sitting in for Gavin today. Kevin, we appreciate it. Great job singing.
Thank you.
Mark from Elk Grove is playing this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. You're a mailman?
Yes, sir.
All right.
On my way to work.
All right, very nice. How long have you been a mailman for?
A little over a year.
Okay.
Have you ever been bitten by a dog?
No, not yet. But a friend of mine that's listening right now, because I just told him that I'm on the radio, she's been bitten a big old dog.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Wow. Yeah.
I thought that was just a stereotype.
No, I have a friend that is a mail carrier, and she was like, yeah, no, we get bit by dogs.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, we bring pepper spray with us.
Yeah.
Dog spray. So I empty it every once in a while.
All right. Well, this just took a dark turn. All right. So, Mark, go ahead and do us a favor. Go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Katie?
Yes?
Can you please get out of the room?
Why is everyone so nice?
Why would they not be nice to me?
We said kick out, not ask her to leave.
All right, Mark. Yesterday, Katie lost, so we reset the jackpot to $20. You just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
That's easy.
Kevin is our official judge today. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, don't screw this up. Question number one. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers made a cameo in Sunday night's Game of Thrones episode. He played a soldier for the Golden Army. What are Packer fans called, even wearing hats depicting the nickname?
Cheeseheads.
Question two. On Sunday night, the Raptors advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals thanks to one of the most outrageous shots in NBA history. Raptors' Kawhi Leonard nailed a fadeaway that bounced on the rim four times before going in. The Raptors play for what city?
Toronto.
Question three. On this day in 1998, crooner Frank Sinatra died in Los Angeles at the age of 82. In the late 50s, Frank headed up his own entourage featuring Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and Joey Bishop. What was his entourage called?
Oh,
3 seconds. Need an answer? Mark, need an answer.
I don't know.
No. Okay.
I don't know.
All right, question four. Nearly a decade after her divorce, Kate Gosselin is ready to find love in a new TLC series, Kate Plus Date, where she will turn to matchmakers to help her find love again. What is the name of the 2007 TV series she starred in with her ex-husband after the couple had sextuplets?
3 seconds.
Wife swap? I don't know.
And question five. A woman in New Mexico is facing charges as she fled from a police officer at a traffic stop yelling, "I don't think so," as she drove away. If she was driving 120 miles per hour, how many miles would she drive in 4 hours?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure. If she was driving 120 miles per hour, how many miles could she drive in 4 hours?
480 miles.
Katie! Hello? Hello, Katie.
Hello, Kevin.
All right, Katie, you're going for your 228th win today.
Okay.
And as always, you can get a behind the scenes of Are You Smarter Than Katie live on our Instagram live right now at end1065. Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kevin, are you ready again?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Question number one. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers made a cameo in Sunday night's Game of Thrones episode. He played a soldier for the Golden Army. What are Packer fans called, even wearing hats depicting the nickname?
Cheeseheads.
That is correct.
Did you know that, Kevin?
I did not. You're more sporty than me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Question two. On Sunday night, the Raptors advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals thanks to one of the most outrageous shots in NBA history. Raptors' Kawhi Leonard nailed a fadeaway that bounced on the rim four times before going in. The Raptors play for what city?
Toronto.
Correct.
I knew that one.
Oh, you did.
It's Drake's team.
Who?
Drake.
Drake.
Oh, yeah. Good God.
Question three. On this day in 1998, crooner Frank Sinatra died in Los Angeles at the age of 82. In the late 50s, Frank headed up his own entourage featuring Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and Joey Bishop. What was his entourage called?
The Rat Pack.
Correct.
Are you sure, Kevin?
Yeah, you're pretty smart today.
Oh, thanks.
Question four. Nearly a decade after her divorce, Kate Gosselin is ready to find love in a new TLC series, Kate Plus Date, where she will turn to matchmakers to help her find love again. What is the name of the 2007 TV series she starred in with her ex-husband after the couple had sextuplets?
John and Kate Plus Eight?
Correct.
God, wow. You know what? As awful as this Kate Plus Date sounds, I'll probably watch it.
Yeah, same.
And question five. A woman in New Mexico is facing charges as she fled from a police officer at a traffic stop yelling, "I don't think so," as she drove away. If she was driving 120 miles per hour, how many miles could she drive in 4 hours?
She's stumped again.
Okay, 120 miles. She's driving 120 miles an hour.
Correct.
3 seconds.
Okay, hold on. Oh, wait, hold on.
How many miles?
480?
That is correct.
What?
Wow.
Hold on.
I don't know.
We don't know.
No one really knows how this happened. But
I'm shook.
She got all five right, guys.
USA! USA! USA!
Wow.
Kevin, are you okay? You
just hit yourself in the face. I'm just so excited. How'd you know how many miles they were going?
I didn't. I just...
Jeez. That's pretty impressive. All right, today's final score.
Wow.
Mark 3, Katie 5. Katie with the win.
Check the mercury levels.
Good job, Katie.
Oh, it's not in retrograde. That's why I'm doing so well. Wow.
Wow, all five right. Congratulations. The last time Katie got all five right was at the beginning of April. So, well done.
Good job, Katie.
Thank you so much.
We'll add $20 to the jackpot. Tomorrow we'll play for $40. Her record stands 228 wins and 42 losses. Mark, I am sorry, but go ahead and tell us what we already know.
It's okay. I didn't need that gas money anyways. But today, yes, I am not smarter than Katie today.
Oh, that's okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.